WCKOA-FM, the Coast 89.7, Cape Breton.
Coast 89.7, yes, here it is, 50th anniversary show, 11 past 11. Welcome in. As I said, I picked all the music today, so we're a little bit of a change here in format for the day for this show. Had a lot of special guests on already in the last 2 hours, gone by pretty quickly. We do have some more special guests coming up and some mystery guests as well. We're going to have a guy by the name of Brother Jake Edwards.
I remember him.
On the radio many, many, many years ago here in Sydney. He went on to do big things, I hear.
Yep.
And we'll find out what he's been up to lately. Also, we got just a little snippet cut of an interview I did with Burton Cummings back in 1979. Kind of interesting when you hear this story with Burton Cummings because he'll talk about coming to Sydney for this show, Sydney Forum. And at the end of it, you have to listen to what the ticket price was, 1979. But that's coming up a little bit later on in the hour. We did a number of different promotions. One of the biggest promotions we've done over the years was with Tim Hortons. It was called the Tim Tour. And I still have people come up to me that have been on the Tim Tour over the years, said, we were on the Tim Tour back in da-da-da-da. I said, okay. I think it ran for 10 or 12 years. What we would do is we would take a busload of people to Halifax for Easter weekend. So they would listen to the radio station and qualify, and we're going, ready?
Yep, I'm ready. Okay, go ahead. All right, so it's Bill Bradley here, just in case you didn't want. And we have a special guest that Phil doesn't know about. It's my pleasure to welcome to the program the Premier of the province, Tim Houston. Welcome to the program.
Oh, happy to be here. Thanks so much. I was enjoying. I thought maybe the Tim tour was building up to
your tour, Tim.
Well, kind of ironic, the Tim tour. I didn't even think of that. That's kind of true.
I miss those Tim tours, but I've done some of my own. But listen, I just wanted to call in and say, you know, Phil, like, congratulations on 50 years. Absolutely incredible. Long way from Pictou County, too, my friend.
I actually left Stellarton in 1976 or 75.
Yeah.
Went to Stellarton High School, which is no longer there. Still have, most of the family is gone now from that area. Still have some friends there that I went to high school with. But boy, I'll tell you, Stellarton was the happening place there for many, many years.
Yeah, for sure. There's a lot of Thompsons around Pictou County still, though. So they'd be cousins and stuff. But listen, you've done well. You've done a great service for your listeners over the years. And I just know that, you know, when I talk to Johnny White, Bubba from the Bay, we call him, but Bubba tells me that there's always a lot of rumors around communities and stuff, and he says, I don't believe anything unless I hear Phil say it on the radio, so there you go.
Yeah, that's an honor. Wow. Tim Houston, thank you so much. I mean, the Premier of the province calling me, wow, this is excellent. Thank you.
Congratulations, and wish you all the best, and I'm sure we'll see you around.
Oh, yeah. Still going to be around. This is not over yet. Still going on. So. But I appreciate the call, Tim. Thank you so much.
Enjoy the rest of the day. And I'm going to stay tuned in to hear the rest of these Tim tour stories here. And Burton Cummings, too. So listen, congratulations. Congratulations and all the very best.
Thank you again. Tim Houston, Premier of the province of Nova Scotia. Wow. This is, Bradley told me there's going to be some surprises.
Yeah, special guest, yeah.
And, I mean, we had Cecil Clark, the mayor here, and now the Premier of the province. I'm not sure.
He's gone on the Tim Tour.
Yeah.
He just left. He said, I'm boarding for the Tim Tour, so he's gone.
Do we have a line for the Prime Minister of Canada?
I worked on that. I needed a couple of more days, but I could call him if you want, because I know people.
Okay.
I know people who know people who know people.
Just getting back to the Tim Tour, just for a second, we had a great package that we actually had to charge people $75 per couple, but they got Easter buffet at the Prince George, and they got the dinner theater on Friday night, and then Saturday was a shopping day. People loved it, and we had a lot of fun on the bus. We played bingo and trivia and more stuff, gave away all kinds of prizes. My wife and I, Pam, had the opportunity to go on that, and actually Steve Gillespie came with us a few times too. He was sales rep for Tim Hortons, and Tim Hortons were so good to us. I'll tell you, they're a great company, and really did. I mean, they gave us the bus for the weekend every year, so it was great. Got to play some more ads. We'll come back with a special interview with Brother Jake Edwards.
The ECMAs are coming May 20th to 24th, and Cape Breton musicians are nominated. Here is an ECMA artist profile for Aaron McDonald, presented by the Municipality for the County of Inverness.
Inverness County invites you to the beautiful west coast of the island this summer with world-class golf courses, scenic hiking trails, and warm sandy beaches. Inverness County is the perfect getaway for the outdoor enthusiasts. If good time and culture is what you're looking for, celebrate the music of our island with concerts, festivals, and Kaylee's taking place all throughout the summer. Inverness County is waiting for you.
From Mabu, Aaron McDonald is an independent songwriter who has been steadily making his mark on the Canadian music scene. He began releasing material back in 2009 and got back into music during the pandemic. His single, Gonna Get There, debuted at number one on the East Coast, with his outlaw country follow-up, My Soul and Me, making an East Coast Top 5 splash. McDonald is currently nominated for the 2026 ECMA Fans' Choice Video of the Year for his hit song, Beaches and Bands.
The last roof you'll ever need is waiting for you at Celtic Metal Roofing and Siding, a local company with a focus on customer service and quality. Celtic Metal Roofing and Siding is manufactured in Nova Scotia and is 100% recyclable, available in a wide range of colors, and has a 40-year warranty. If you need a new roof, tell your contractor you want to use a local company, Celtic Metal Roofing and Siding. For more information, go to their website, CelticMetal.ca.
Middays on the Coast are brought to you by Roger Burns Real Estate Limited.
Dealing in real estate demands trust, connection, and service. All values I take to heart. Call me at 902-564-4447. And remember, if my sign is on your lawn, you're moving.
I'm Bill Bradley, and we're having a big celebration here at the Coast 89.7 as we congratulate our very own Phil Thompson on achieving 50 years in broadcasting. It's a party, and you're invited. Tune in all day today or drop by the station at 170 George Street, Sydney from 1 till 4 as we honor Phil Thompson and his half a century of broadcasting. There's going to be special guests, cake, coffee, and tea. Join us today and help us celebrate the historic career of Phil Thompson.
This weekend, listen to Daryl McLean's Beach Party because your Canada's feel-good party is featuring number one hits all night long.
You keep saying you've got something for me.
Chart toppers from The Beatles, Beach Boys, Elvis, Diana, Stevie, The Stones, and many more. Number one hits all night long on the Shoreline's number one feel-good party, Daryl McLean's Beach Party. Saturday from 6 to 10 on the Coast, 89.7.
The Beach Party, presented by McLean Herring Center, Wabana Court, Sydney, and Jim Sampson Motors, now with special low financing.
Hello.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, Brother Jake Edwards.
Hello, Phil.
How are you, Jake?
I'm really good, thank you.
I this has been so long, man. I bet you it's been over 48 years since I talked to you.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. Like, let's go back to Sydney 1975-76. You were there for a couple of years at CJCB, and I had come in to work weekends, but you were doing the rock shift. Many things have happened since then, but I know, you know, Jake, over the years, people have asked me in this market, they said, whatever happened to Brother Jake Edwards? I said, the guy did extremely well, and he's still around. And when you left Sydney, you went to Moncton, right?
I did, yes.
Yeah.
Back to my hometown.
Yeah. And then from there, it just, hey, you were in the major market stuff. Like you opened up Q104 Halifax. You're in Toronto, Winnipeg, and Vancouver.
Correctamundo.
Like that?
Yeah.
You know, that's amazing. I congratulate you on the amazing career you've had. I mean, you won Broadcaster of the Year many years ago and received a special award, too, I believe, recently from, was it CAB?
I've had one of those.
Yeah.
I've had three major market personalities of the year for Canada. That was huge. Won two of them when I was at Rock 101 here in Vancouver. But first one, I won at Toronto, Q107. That was my first year there. I won the very first award, national award, that year.
I want to take you back to this story I remember very well. It was a Sunday night. You started your shift because on Sundays, you started your Sunday shift at night, Sunday through Thursday. I was working Sunday afternoon. I was in the production studio, and for some reason, CJCB on Sunday night played a religious show in the middle of the rock show at 9 o'clock. So you had to run these two tapes. And you said to me, hey, listen, let's go out and jump in the Silver Bullet. That's your little MG. And we'll do the drag for a bit here because we're going to run these tapes. And I said, well, who's running the tapes? And you said, hey, don't worry about it. I got Mikey, the janitor, Mikey Chernik, to run the tapes for me. I said, oh, okay, great. So we hop in the MG. We're doing the drag, laughing and talking, listening to other music. And next thing you know, you punch up CJCB and it's dead air. There's nothing there. And you're freaking out. We make a mad dash back to the station, up the stairs, and you're hollering to Mike, where the heck are you? And he completely forgot about it. He was down the other end of the building doing some cleaning. And the next thing you know, it's like chaos. Like you never have dead air, right? But that was so funny, man. I'll tell you, some funny things that have happened behind the scenes that people don't know about.
Oh, God, there's so many. A lot of them happened right there in Sydney. I was launched into craziness because of that station. Don't forget, that was my third station. I was just recently fired in 74, late 74, from CKEC in New Glasgow. Because and that was my first experience with a Nepo baby. The owner of the station decided his family was going to go in and do the show. And I left. I was crushed. Uh-huh. And I remember jumping in my MG and just heading down to Sydney. And I basically was hired on the spot and, you know, and had a great time down there.
Well, I'll tell you, you made a certain big impact in that market for even the number of years you were there. But people still do remember Brother Jake Edwards from so many years ago. But tell us about your radio journey. I mean, you've been in those big markets, and we're talking about creativity, how creativity has changed so much because of the big companies coming in, because of PDs taking over and wanted to kind of control the whole sound of the station. So how, I mean, you had so much freedom back then in the 70s. You could do anything you wanted on the air. As long as everything was in fairly good taste, you could get away with that. Was that the same situation for you in the big markets?
Yeah, basically I did whatever I wanted to do, and then I would take whatever, you know, came my way. If they weren't pleased, they would tell me, and I'll just apologize, mea culpa, and promise I won't do that bit again. And I just move on to other bits, which, you know, I fought on a regular basis with program directors. I have had some great program directors, and others really don't know how they ever were in that position. I remember somebody, I was at this conference. I was up with Tom Rivers and the head of guy from New York, and we're all on this panel. And this was Canadian Music Week. And somebody said, hey, bro, how are program directors going to find other Brother Jakes? How are we going to do that? And I said, well, first of all, it's had nothing to do with me. It's got everything to do with you. You guys have got to have a gut. You have to know that this is going to be different. And a lot of them do. And when they take that gamble and you're gambling at the same time and it works, it's wonderful. Sometimes it doesn't work. But, you know, I was wanting to go to the top. I wanted to be the best, and I worked hard. It, you know, I mean, my family who tagged along with me, we went from city to city to city. We were here today, gone later on today. That was my favorite. Hey, honey, don't pack the boxes in the garage. We don't know how long this is going to go. So as many times we had boxes that we haven't unpacked, and which made it easier to travel. And then when I arrived in Vancouver in 96, nobody knew who I was. They knew who the champ was. They knew the character. Hey.
Yeah, that's right, the champ.
So the champ was the only person. They didn't know who I was, so I started on weekends doing Saturday and Sunday, and then the ratings went right through the roof. They put me on to afternoons shortly after that. And then I went right to mornings, and that's when I won my first national award. And I did it back-to-back, too. That was 2000, 2001. It was just on fire, just having a good time. Crazy crap that you probably couldn't do today.
The champ, let's talk about that for just a sec. Did that start in Vancouver? Or Winnipeg, wasn't it?
No, I actually wrote the first champ, through McLean & McLean had a version on an album, but it was what they did was, they had a punch drunk fighter that he snapped and punched, it was his wife out because the toast was burnt. And I went, I can see where that wasn't going to get any mileage. So I thought, it'd be interesting to have a guy, if you said something to him, because he's so punch drunk, that the double entendre would make him snap. And that's when it really started. So I wrote that in Halifax. And when I got to Toronto, I aired it there first. I never aired it in Halifax, but I did it in Toronto. And that, it just exploded.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. 7:15 in the morning, was car plants were shutting down. People just were on their work break. It was amazing. Absolutely amazing.
It was played everywhere. Just amazing stuff. I mean, the creativity stuff that you were involved in those big markets. So I congratulate you. I mean, you've lived the ultimate radio life, no question about it, to get to the pinnacle in Canada to win those awards. And are you officially retired now?
No, I'm still doing some work on a station. 91.7 Icon Radio, basically talking stories, and then they play the music. But I'll take a random rock and roll birthday, or it happened this week somewhere in the world, and music. And I put a story down here, I have a little studio here, and I've been doing that now. This is year three. It's just dabbling lightly. And I still do voice work. So I do commercials and it keeps me pretty busy. And I did in 2019, it all culminated. That was when I went into the Canadian Broadcast Hall of Fame in 2019. And on the music side of it, I was walking down up to the stage. Robbie Robinson was next to me from the band. Yep. And of course he was smoking a cigarette. I've had him on the air a lot of times in my career, but he was going into the music side of the rock of the Hall of Fame, and that was big. That was like, I went, okay,
yeah,
there you go. I don't have to go any higher now. I'm going to keep it right there, and that tied it up in a nice bow.
Wow, couple of more questions I have for you, and I appreciate you doing this because it's been many, many years since we last talked. Like I said, 48 years ago. Sunday nights, you started your shift Sunday through Thursday, which was a great shift, by the way, at CJCB. But you had so much freedom that you were able to play Stairway to Heaven, Led Zeppelin, every night at around midnight. How did you get away with that? Because that doesn't happen today.
Well, they let me do what I wanted to do. I had, I thought this was the greatest song ever. I still get people wanting me to send out a request about that. They'll bring it up. And in actual fact, I mean, it was a great song, but the beauty of it is, because it was almost an 8-minute song, it got me the hell out of there quickly. I could actually have the other guy come in, take the record over, and and then it's, first of all, I had to do the Dave Epstein commercial, of course.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Right. And she's buying a Stairway to Heaven. Everyone's keen about Dave Epstein.
I remember that well.
And, he never moved that Dave Epstein spot out of there, not while I was there.
No, it stayed there for many, many years, believe me. And the other question is, who was Gumboot? Because every night you would say, "Good night, Gumboot."
Yeah.
I think I know who it is.
I don't think you do.
Okay, maybe I don't.
I don't think you do.
Okay.
That was my ex-wife.
Okay, all right, yeah.
Who I met in North Sydney, and let's just say that didn't go well.
But, you know, people have asked me about it, too, over the years.
Yeah.
Like, who was Gumbo, right? But
yeah, that's who it was.
It just, you know, the memories are still fresh there. And I know a lot of people in this market remember you for many years being on CJCB. And I know a lot of people, younger people, inspired to be like you, which I think is a great thing as well, because you had so much personality and put so much creativity into everything that you did, man. You did well. So congratulations.
Well, I'm humbled, and I want anybody listening in Sydney and surrounding area that it's one of my favorite areas in the world. It's beautiful. Heading back there to play some sensational golf courses on, you know, Cabot. They have
Cabot Links.
Golf. Yep. Oh, my God.
Cabot Cliffs.
Have you got any connections?
Yeah.
Can you get me in?
It's a beautiful spot. Absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, so I'm coming back, but to everybody out there. And I congratulate you for being on the air, man. 50 years.
Yeah,
right?
I know.
What? And one place. In one place.
I know. In one place.
What the?
Talk
what
about
the
Survivor.
Oh, my God. Exactly.
Not voted off the island yet.
You should be going into the Hall of Fame for that alone.
Oh, longevity, right? Yeah. Well, it's BJ the DJ at CJ. I think you remember that as well.
Sure.
Yeah, yes. Amazing. But I appreciate the talk today. Jake, bring back some great memories. Thanks so much for this.
You're very welcome, Phil. Put another 50 on, would you? You can do it. You'll be the oldest broadcaster of all time. Think about it.
There's a lady who's sure all that glitters is gold. She's buying a stairway to heaven.
Everyone's keen about Dave Epstein, the big choice clothing store. Everyone's keen about Dave Epstein. He's got what you want in the most.
Paint days start tomorrow at your local Home Hardware and Home Building Center. Save up to 40% off Beauty Tone paint and stains. 7 days only. Save 40% off Canadian-made Beauty Tone windshield deck and siding stain. Buy now, save now, stain later. Paint days start tomorrow. Save up to 40% at Woodland Building Center in Glace Bay. Wilson's Home Hardware in Sydney. Waterford Home Building Center, New Waterford. McCrae's Home Hardware in North Sydney. And Gillis Home Building Center, Sydney River.
It's spring clear-out time at Sydney's number one review dealer, Plaza Ford. With 18 remaining 25 models in stock, you clean up with huge savings on past models. Save up to $20,000 on 25 F-150s, huge clear-out savings up to $9,000 on 25 Bronco Sports, and save at the pumps and you'll save $7,000 on a 25 Escape PHEV. Spring has arrived and so have the new models. Save big on a new 25 while supply lasts. At Plaza Ford, Cape Breton's largest volume Ford store, 33 Terminal Road, Sydney, where we believe good service is good business. Shop online at plazaford.ca.
East Coast Music, now playing on the Coast, 89.7.
Carlton Stone.
A mix of East Coast artists all day, plus a solid 2 hours of East Coast After Dark, Friday at 10 p.m., presented by Plaza Ford Sales, Terminal Road, Sydney. Good service is good business.
I'm Bill Bradley, and we're having a big celebration here at the Coast 89.7 as we congratulate our very own Phil Thompson on achieving 50 years in broadcasting. It's a party, and you're invited. Tune in all day today or drop by the station at 170 George Street, Sydney from 1 till 4 as we honor Phil Thompson and his half a century of broadcasting. There's going to be special guests, cake, coffee, and tea. Join us today and help us celebrate the historic career of Phil Thompson.
Hi, Phil. It's Wayne Sharper. I just want to wish you all the best on 50 great years of broadcasting. I still remember the Oldies Hour on CJCB from 2 to 3, one of my favorite shows. Don't tell anybody, especially my brother, but I still listen to you every morning on the middays, and you sound as good now as you did back then. Keep up the good work, and look forward to many years of hearing you in the future, Phil. Take care, my friend.
Down by the
seaside, kicking up sand, dancing with the breakers is a woman and a man. Moonbeam drips from the water like a dream. There's a warm wind blowing from the gentle Gulf Stream. Take my hand over this floor, rock to the rhythm of the ebb and flow. Hold me close, never let go. Waltz to the music from the open window. Said I hold up a goat. We had a hard lesson. We hit a sour note. I ain't had any money for a while, but would you walk with me for one more mile? Take my hand over this floor, rock to the rhythm of the ebb and flow. Hold me close, never let go. Waltz to the music from the open window. And the thorns, see how well your hand fits mine. Hearts and bones and limbs intertwine. Take my hand and move the wrist slow, up to the rhythm of the ebb and flow. Hold me close, never let go. Waltz to the music from the open window. Take my hand and move the wrist slow, up to the rhythm of the ebb and flow. Hold me close, never let go.
Coast 89.7, that's Lenny Gallant and the Open Window. It's coming up to, almost lunchtime. Yeah, I understand they have some food and stuff and coffee and stuff they're going to put on later for anyone that wants to drop in after 1 o'clock today. 50th anniversary show here on the coast for yours truly, Phil Thompson. Been a lot of surprises here today, including Cecil Clark, the mayor, came in with the key to the city. And we also heard from Tim Houston, the premier of the province, too, which is, I don't know how they arrange these things, but it was certainly a nice surprise. You know, over the years, I had the opportunity to interview many, many artists, musical artists, local artists, and national artists. And I've met so many people, like the backstage stuff that we did almost every show, including Rod Stewart, Celine Dion, Anne Murray, the Rankin family, the Barry McNeils, Rita McNeil. I emceed Rita McNeil's first sold-out show at Center 200 where the Barras opened the show. That was pretty special. Matt Minglewood, one of the best, absolute best guys. I've called him many times to do interviews on that, and very accommodating. Hall & Oates, Stan Peters, April Wine, Tom Cochran, Waylon Jennings, George Jones, Kenny Rogers, Trooper, Loverboy, Great Big C, Johnny Cash. Just some of the artists I met. A lot of the local artists, too, especially since I came here to the coast. Met so many of the local artists and had a chance to be a part of the different shows here in the local area. But, you know, one of the best interviews I did years ago was with Burton Cummings from the Guess Who. And I've got a snippet here from 1979. He just released an album called Dream of a Child. And he was playing the Sydney Forum that year. I think it was in July, I believe. And listen to the end of the interview and the ticket price for the show in 1979. This is Burton Cummings in a special interview. Here it is.
Remembering 50 years of radio with Phil Thompson.
And I always ask this to everybody I've talked to. What would you say is the biggest thrill in your life so far?
Oh, my gosh, there's been so many. I'd say it'd have to be the first gold record.
First gold record.
Yeah, These Eyes. Getting that record from Dick Clark on American Bandstand, you know, which is an American institution.
Mm.
And the very fact that it had sold over 1 million records was a childhood dream of all of ours. And I would say, even if you ask Bachman or Cale or Peterson, you know, one of the original guys, I'd say that they probably 8 to 5, they would all say the same thing, because the first, well, there's nothing like the first.
Well, you've never been down this way before, not to Cape Breton, I don't believe.
Well, not for a long time. I remember playing there in Sydney and Halifax way, way back in the 60s, but not, well, we were in Halifax last year for one night too, but we haven't been that way particularly for almost 10 years. Well, it was just after we finished doing our weekly television series way back in the 60s. So I'm really looking forward to it. I go there, I mean, I get mail, you know. I get mail from people around there, and it's one thing to communicate that way, but to come in and do a concert is another one. So we're very, very much looking forward to it.
Tickets are going very well, and it looks like a complete sellout.
Tremendous.
And we're all looking forward to see you down here, that's for sure.
Well, that's wonderful. I look forward to it as well. And you're going to see a pretty good rock and roll show, let me tell you.
That's great. Love your album, too. Dream of a Child.
Thank
Selling
you.
Very well. I noticed you got some help from Randy on that one, too.
A little bit, yeah. He was playing on about 3 or 4 cuts.
Mm-hmm. But he put it together very well. No doubt about it. How many hits off that now? Is about, what, 3, 4?
Oh, gosh, 3 or 4 up here. It was.
What's your favorite cut on it?
I think my favorite is Break It to Them Gently. Mm-hmm. I like that and Rhapsody, because those are two that I wrote, and that I wrote recently, you know, just before I put the album out, or just before I was putting it together was when I wrote them, so they're a little closer to my heart. Those two.
We're going to see a Dynamite show, and we'll be talking to you at the Forum that night, July 7th, I think it is.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay, thanks again.
Good enough. Thanks for talking with us, Bert.
Take care. We'll
okay.
Bye-bye.
Take it to my grandma, set that boy's wild and bad.
The one and the only, Burton Cummings. And Break It to Them Gently. Burton Cummings and Lisa Del Bello will be in concert Saturday, July 7th at the Sydney Forum at 8 o'clock. Advance tickets or general admission tickets are $7.50, and they are available now at all our regular concert outlets.
This Coast weather update for Quick Lube at Sydney Mazda. Need your vehicle serviced or all-season tires installed? Get it done today at Quick Lube at Sydney Mazda. Oil changes from $99.95. Tire switchover only $49.95. And tire storage only $59.95. Need new tires? Rebates and layaway available. Only at Quick Lube at Sydney Mazda.
Okay, 11:45. I guess we should do the weather. Mainly sunny today. Chance of showers with a high 11. Clear tonight, low 4. Mix of sun and cloud tomorrow with a high of 15. Cooler at the coast. Periods of rain now for Friday and a high of 8. Currently it is 9 degrees.
The Coast 89.7 presents a night of Cape Breton's finest country music. A celebration of the island's deep roots in country music, past, present, and future, featuring Robert Bouchard, plus Aaron Lewis, Jocelyn Hines, the Turbo Brothers, Howie McDonald, and Kimberly Frazier. Saturday, May 16th, 7:30 at the Savoy Theater. Tickets on sale at the box office, 902-842-1577, or online, savoytheater.com.
Middays on the Coast are brought to you by Roger Burns Real Estate Limited.
I don't charge overpriced off-island franchise fees. Keeping money here in our own community. Call me at 564-4447. And remember, if my sign is on your lawn, you're moving.
I'm Bill Bradley, and we're having a big celebration here at the Coast 89.7 as we congratulate our very own Phil Thompson on achieving 50 years in broadcasting. It's a party, and you're invited. Tune in all day today or drop by the station at 170 George Street, Sydney from 1 till 4 as we honor Phil Thompson and his half a century of broadcasting. There's going to be special guests, cake, coffee, and tea. Join us today and help us celebrate the historic career of Phil Thompson.
Hey, Phil, your old colleague Greg McLean here to tell you I'm still alive and kicking and offering my congratulations as you celebrate the half-century mark in your radio career.
Sun comes up and the sun goes down. Sky and prairie and another town. The broken lines, a stuttered code. No sign ahead, just a lonely road. Headlights and the skewed rear view. A thousand miles or more from you. Where the 18-wheelers haul their loads. No sign ahead, just a lonely road. Streets off heaven are paved with gold, and the road to hell is paved with souls. Someone loves me, this I know, somewhere down the lonely road. Dark at night, the headlights shine, reminders of what's left behind. The wipers sweep, the taillights glow, no sign ahead, just a lonely road. Me, I just have home in mind, what's hard ahead gets left behind. North of seven, it's rock and snow, and a gravel ride on a lonely road. Of heaven are paved with gold, and the road to hell is paved with souls. And someone loves me, this I know, somewhere down the lonely road. Streets of heaven are paved with gold, and the road to hell is paved with souls. Someone loves me, this I know, somewhere down the lonely road. Somewhere down the lonely road. Somewhere down the lonely road.
Get your duds in order, cause we're bound across the water. Heave away, me jollies, heave away. Come get your duds in order, cause we're bound to leave tomorrow. Heave away, me jolly boys, we're all bound away. Sometimes we're bound for Liverpool, sometimes we're bound for Spain. Heave away, me jollies, heave away. But now we're bound for old St. John's, where all the girls are dancing. Heave away, me jolly boys, we're all bound away. Me love a letter, I was on the Jenny Lind. Heave away, me jollies, heave away. I wrote me love a letter, and I signed it with a ring. Heave away, me jolly boys, we're all bound away. Sometimes we're bound for Liverpool, sometimes we're bound for Spain. Heave away, me jollies, heave away. But now we're bound for old St. John's, where all the girls are dancing. Heave away, me jolly boys, we're all bound away. See me, heave away, I mean jolly boys, we're all bound away. Sometimes we're bound for Liverpool, more times we're bound for Spain. Heave away, me jollies, heave away. But now we're bound for old St. John's, where all the girls are dancing. Heave away, I mean jolly boys, we're all bound away. Sometimes we're bound for Liverpool, sometimes we're bound for Spain. Heave away, me jollies, heave away. But now we're bound for old St. John's, where all the girls are dancing. Heave away, and me jolly boys, we're all bound away. Sometimes we're bound for Liverpool, more times we're bound for Spain. Heave away, me jollies, heave away. But now we're bound for old St. John's, where all the girls are dancing. Heave away, and me jolly boys, we're all bound away. Heave away.
Coast 89.7, yeah, oh, some great stuff. As we move through our 50th anniversary show here at the Coast for yours truly. Thanks to everybody that's dropped by this morning as well, and all the people that did the sweepers and things like that today. That's really nice to hear. It's always nice to bring up some old stories of things that have happened. And there's one story that was pretty incredible when I think of it now. It was the 1990s, early 90s. I was doing on remote location, which I did thousands of those remotes. It was at Amigos on Grand Lake Road. Many might remember this because we had a Pontiac Transport, and we had it all wired up for the flashing lights. You know, the radio station puts the Transport out front. So I gassed up, had the tank full of gas, and drove up to the remote, started my remote. About 15 minutes in, this guy comes into me and says, "Is that your van out there?" I said, "Yeah." "It's on fire." I said, "What?" "No, it's on fire. It's smoke coming out of the van." I said, "Really?" Sure enough, I looked outside, smoke pouring out of the van. I had some stuff in the van, so when I opened the door, of course, the fresh air got in there. That just... The thing just went crazy. Now, this is full of gas, reminder, and it got a van on fire. Of course, the fire department were called, and they were there pretty quick. The only thing that was left was plastic pretty well everywhere, except for the wheel wells and parts of the motor. But it burnt to the ground. And yet we continued on with the remote, which I was telling the station. I said, should I cancel this remote? And oh, no, keep the remote going. So the funny thing was, thank goodness no one was injured, because it was a very serious situation. I think one of the firemen said if that gas tank had been half full, would have been a problem because it might have exploded, right? But because it was full, everything burnt. But they said, no, keep the remote going. So we're having a fire sale, folks. So we kind of built it around that. And I'm telling you, it was it was a crazy day. Want to thank Ian Robinson at Country 103.5 Halifax for doing an interview, which he aired this morning. Appreciate that. Ian goes back a long way in this market because he did so well at Halifax Radio. He's been up there for many years, and he's the voice of the Mooseheads at the games. He has been a great radio guy over the years, and as a kid used to listen to me when he was at Memorial High School. And he used to send me letters and things like that. He used to play the contests on the air. So it's nice to get to talk to Ian again about some of the events. There's an event that we used to do. I emceed it for 10 years. During August, it was called Rock the Dock. I think everybody remembers that. And Phil Dubinsky was the promoter. And Phil and I would get together. And he'd say, "I want you to introduce, you're going to be doing all the promos and stuff like this." So this is another promo. This is Rock the Dock. Are you ready for this? Here we go. Flashback.
Remembering 50 years of radio with Phil Thompson.
Cape Breton's biggest rock festival of the summer. Molson Canadian and Max 98.3 FM present Rock the Dock 2012. Party Weekend returns August 9th, 10th, and 11th. Sydney Marine Terminal Grounds. Also featuring YouTube sensation Walk Off the Earth, Signal Hill, Slow Coaster, The Stanfields, Carlton Stone, The Privateers, Sam Moon, and The Blues Merchants. Three-night Super Pass, $25 on sale at Rolling Foam Bell Alliance Dealers. Max Convenience, The Curiosity Shop, Member 2 Training Convention Center, or call 539-2300.
Open nightly at 6:30.
Full food and beverage services.
Rock the Dock 2012, August 9th, 10th, and 11th.
Cape Breton's biggest outdoor summer weekend party.
Rock the Dock 2012.
Cape Breton's Party Weekend is back. Meet all your friends in one place. August 5th, 6th, and 7th. Max 98.3 and Molson Canadian present Rock the Dock 2010, starring Canada's classic rock showcase.
Sam Peters.
The Dock is rocking with Prism. And the party kicks off East Coast style with Jimmy Rankin. Rock the Dock, August 5th, 6th, and 7th at the Sydney Marine Terminal Grounds. Also starring Sam Moon, Matt Anderson, Colin Grant Band, Garrett Mason, and the Privateers. Get the weekend pass, just $25 while supplies last, at all Rolling Foam Bell Alliance stores, Max Convenience, Curiosity Shop, or call the Member 2 Trading Convention Center, 539-2300. Come on, everybody, take a trip with me. Fun
fun, friends, and food all weekend. Gates open nightly at 6:30. Showtime 7:30.
Rock the Dock 2010.
August 5th, 6th, and 7th. Cape Breton Summer Party.
Whoa, Dad, you've been driving around like this? You can barely see anything. When was the last time you changed your wipers?
Well, never, I guess.
You need to get a Speedy Glass as soon as possible and get some new ones.
Okay, except I don't actually know how to put them on.
Why do you think I'm sending you to Speedy?
Trust the experts. Get free installation with any set of windshield wipers at Speedy Glass on Welton Street.
Speedy Glass Repair. Speedy Glass Replace.
Summer is just around the corner, and Cameron's Building Supplies, 152 Lower North Street, Glace Bay, has everything you need for that perfect patio deck. Whether you are putting a new deck around your pool or installing a deck in the backyard for summer entertaining, drop into Cameron's today and talk to their patio deck specialist for ideas and pricing. Also ask about complete garage package pricing. Cameron's Building Supplies, 152 Lower North Street, Glace Bay.
Ever wonder where your money goes each month? You're not alone. Managing your money can feel complicated, but there's good news. ABC Money Matters offers free financial literacy resources for everyone who wants to grow their financial confidence. Learn about topics like spending plans, smart shopping, banking basics, borrowing money, and ways to save. Making sense of your money is easier than you think. Start today for free. Better money management begins at abcmoneymatters.ca.
I'm Bill Bradley, and we're having a big celebration here at the Coast 89.7 as we congratulate our very own Phil Thompson on achieving 50 years in broadcasting. It's a party, and you're invited. Tune in all day today or drop by the station at 170 George Street, Sydney from 1 till 4 as we honor Phil Thompson and his half a century of broadcasting. There's going to be special guests, cake, coffee, and tea. Join us today and help us celebrate the historic career of Phil Thompson.
Okay, we got lots of food, too, this afternoon for folks who want to drop in, don't we? Yeah, lots of tea and coffee and cake and that sort of thing. So thanks again. We are just about ready to go into the news here at 12, but we have another hour of stuff coming up. Bill McNeil from the Coast is going to be on talking about the Coast and more. This is a great clip from years ago. Rita McNeil. And a special concert that was held years ago. Here it is.
Remembering 50 years of radio with Phil Thompson.
Once upon a Christmas.
94.9 to Cape presents a Rita McNeil Christmas with her special guest, the Men of the Deeps, live in concert.
Mary,
Sunday, December 20th at 7:30 at the Member 2 Trading Convention Center.
The goodness this season will never grow.
Reserve theater seating on sale now, 539-2300.
Christmas is coming.
Don't miss this very special concert performing her traditional and seasonal favorites with special guests, the Men of the Deeps, Sunday, December 20th at the Member 2 Trading Convention Center. Songs My Mother Loved, the new CD, and the live concert tour with Rita McNeil, Sunday, February 25th, 7:30 at the Member 2 Trading Convention Center.
I love those dear hearts and gentle people.
Songs My Mother Loved will bring back many great memories.
The green grass.
Rita McNeil tickets on sale at the box office, 539-2300. Presented by the Cape Breton Post and Cape Breton Radio.
At the Member 2 Trade Center, Sunday, February 25th.
Keeping Cape Breton informed. This is the Coast 89.7 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bobby Nock. News this hour for Lowell Bryden Insurance.
I'm Lowell Bryden. Did you know even if you have serious health issues or medical conditions, you can still get life insurance?
What if I had cancer, heart disease, or diabetes? Do I qualify?
Yes, you can. We have the companies that can approve you regardless of pre-existing conditions or health issues.
Can I afford it?
Of course.